This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. About 10 senior Hezbollah commanders were killed, along with Ibrahim Akil, leader of the movement's special forces unit, in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday, Israel's military spokesperson said. Speaking with reporters during a cabinet meeting, President Joe Biden says the U.S. will keep pushing efforts to ease tensions.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the latest in the Middle East.
Hezbollah in Lebanon has pounded northern Israel with around 140 rockets, a day after the militant group's leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate against Israel for this week's mass bombing attacks. Israel's military says the rockets came in three waves on Friday afternoon, targeting sites along the ravaged border with Lebanon. Following the attacks, the Israeli military said it had struck areas across southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure, but did not provide details of damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine. Sean Hogan has more.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbour. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defence, energy and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
Sean Hogan for Reuters.